Travis and Texas DeVries did not harm any humans, aboriginal, non-aboriginal, or etc. in the making of this podcast. Any meat popsicles are certainly welcome here. If you are not a meat popsicle, please leave your prejudices at the door. For everyone else, welcome to country.
Hello, I'm Travis DeVries, 2018 Create New South Wales Aboriginal Arts Fellow and all-round wanker.
Talked it up real quick there. Real quick. And I'm Texas DeVries. On the script it says the poo. That's all I got given. That's pretty much it, actually. Texas DeVries, the poo. Continue.
So we're brothers, obviously, and we're both Aboriginals, and this is our podcast, Bro Originals, because we're Aboriginal and we're fucking brothers. We're starting with a special podcast on Aboriginal success. So a few weeks ago, I came up with this idea to write a new book. Obviously, it's not going to be a book because it's a fucking half-baked idea. But the book, the idea was about how the top 10 habits to being a successful Aboriginal. Obviously a spoof on the top 7 habits of successful people. Now, let's be clear. This is fucking comedy. It's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And if it's not, if that's not okay, I'm more than happy to get into a never-ending Twitter war with you. You can come at me, dude. Take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone.
Oh, my God. I love this. So reading the script here, and it's, yeah. Do you know the words to take on me in the chorus there?
Yeah, that is the words to take on me. There are no extra words. Don't
ruin it for you.
Don't do this to me.
I might ruin it for
ruin it for me.
The hundreds and hundreds of people that are definitely going to listen to this podcast. Maybe thousands. So I won't, right?
Dude, look. There are 7 billion people in the world at the moment, and if 0.00001% of those 7 billion listen to this podcast, and if a couple of percent of those are not offended, then I'll be happy and really surprised. I mean, if we can reach just one person and change their life for the better, then isn't that what all this is about?
Yeah, that's how legends are made.
That's how dreams are made. Fields of dreams.
Oh, if you build it,
is the top 10 habits. If you build it, they will come.
It's actually...
Are we going to get in copyrighted?
Well, I don't know, because that's not actually what they said. Perfect moment. That's not what they say. It's if you build it, will come. All right, now we're going to get copyrighted. Yeah, it's not they, it's he.
Now we get okay. Well, let's keep.
We'll leave that for later.
We won't get any copyright issues. So here it is. It's a podcast special: the top 10 habits of successful Aboriginals. This is part one. Brought to you by Travis and Texas DeVries. So in this one, we're going to do the first 4 habits, maybe 5 if we get to that. But anyway, let's start with habit number 1. This is a big one. Yeah. It's huge. It's important. And habit number 1 is actually be Aboriginal.
Mic drop.
Now, Tex, mic drop. Whoa. Stop.
No, don't drop the microphone.
Yeah, so actually be Aboriginal. Now, this came about for me because there's a whole movement of people who are just like, yeah, Johnny come latelys, and just say they're Aboriginal. Well, I don't know. I think it's a rumor. I don't know if it actually happens. I've personally never seen it. But people that just say they're Aboriginal just to get jobs, who the fuck would do that?
I've heard about this too. This is one of those rumor mill things. Is it real? Probably. I don't know. But yeah.
But Texas, can you be Aboriginal without being Aboriginal? Like, okay, I know you've got some connections to a land council, and that land council can give you certificates of Aboriginality, but I've got the same mother and father as you, and I don't have a certificate. Am I fucking Aboriginal, dude?
Wait, what? You don't have a certificate?
Am I? I don't have a certificate of Aboriginality, so I'm not actually sure if I'm a black fella.
Well, I'm sure you're a black fella. That's confusing.
How do I get this certificate? Like, where do I have to go?
Oh my gosh.
What do I have to prove? Like, what?
No, I was actually, of the full, like, rigmarole of going and getting your certificate of Aboriginality. So I can't actually do it with the land council I'm connected to. I'd have to go all the way back to where I'm born, which I won't say here. I don't want to give out all my personal information. They'd have to look me up on Facebook for that. But yeah, you'd have to actually go to there and talk to them. That's how it works. It's odd.
So I am, you are Aboriginal?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Definitely.
We're both Aboriginal?
And I mean...
Okay, so next question though on this one. All Aboriginals are Aboriginal, but are all Aboriginals animorphs?
Well, I know I am. I'm like,
so what animal?
Elaborate.
What animal can you turn into?
What? Anyone that I've touched? Don't you know what an animorph is? Like, I've just got to touch that animal for 10 seconds, so I can become it. That's. Have you not read Animorphs, or is it just...
10 seconds?
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Maybe it was a minute. Maybe it was 60 seconds. But they just had to... Just had to touch it.
Just had to touch
it? You said...
So all Aboriginals are Animorphs?
I don't know. Maybe you need the certificate.
But are all Animorphs Aboriginal?
Maybe if you don't have an Aboriginality certificate. Maybe that's why I'm a better Animorph than you. You don't have your certificate.
Oh, shit. I mean, I've touched it. I've definitely animorphed before.
I thought you were going to say, I've touched animals, and then, like, go down a really dark stream of thought that I, like, you know, let's not go there.
Oh, it was just that one time, and we don't talk about that ever again.
Oh, thank God. We didn't quite go there.
All right. Let's jump over to habit number two. I don't want to really get into the whole system of how to be... actually Aboriginal.
Yeah, no, that's a touchy subject for Habit 1, Podcast 1. Yeah. We may come back to that at a later date.
We're in the heavy place. But can you stop being Aboriginal? Is that allowed? Like, what if I'm Aboriginal one day? And what do we call non-Aboriginal people?
Muggles? No, wait.
Whites. That's muggles. Yes.
Damn it. Got it wrong.
The Aboriginal one day and muggle the next.
Ooh.
We're definitely getting sued.
I mean, JK's pretty chill. Unless you're Donald Trump. She just, like,
hits
you on Twitter. But with everyone else, she's pretty chill. We might be right.
I'm calling you out on here, JK Rowling.
Be chill.
Come the fuck at me on Twitter.
What? No.
Me.
Definitely not. She's relentless on Twitter.
So how do you stop being Aboriginal?
Ooh.
I don't think I can answer that. Okay.
I mean, I'm not planning on it anytime soon, so I haven't looked into it.
You're like, are you in an Aboriginal skin suit and you can cut yourself out of that skin suit and become a muggle, a white, a meagle? You're like,
perfect.
All of us black fellas have got like a zip that runs down your spine that you can just unzip and step out of that Aboriginal skin suit.
And as you do, you're like shining through, and you're like, white privilege, come at me. No? Yes?
Bring it on! Ultimate power!
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I can't, but maybe one day.
I mean, suddenly, like, you lose your black card, though, and you can no longer, you can no longer buy goon at the, no, you, oh, wait. And suddenly, the government stops giving you money and cars?
Oh, exactly. And free houses.
Free houses.
Exactly. I don't want to give up my free houses and cars that I supposedly have.
I've got three cars and one house.
I mean,
for free.
I actually do have three cars, but you don't want them. Like,
I know. I was at your house a few weeks ago.
Yeah, nobody wants these cars. I don't want them.
You're a proper successful Aboriginal.
Definitely. If you've got more than two cars. Successful Aboriginal.
Habit number one. Actually be Aboriginal. Let's move on.
Yeah,
habit number two.
That.
Be eternally grateful to the white people that let you get where you are today. Give them a sacred rock to take home when they come visit. Do you want to jump in here, Tex?
It's almost a paradox there. Be eternally grateful while giving them a cursed rock. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's not cursed. If you give it to them, it's not cursed. Yes, it is. It's cursed. Grant Morrison, a few years ago, was telling me this story about when he visited Uluru, and he took a rock home back to Scotland.
Nice.
And then someone told him about it, and he mailed it back. He posted it back to Uluru.
Yeah, they get hundreds a year. That's a big thing there. They get hundreds of rocks posted back to them from people going, oh, yeah, my luck went bad, or someone told me I was being a disrespectful asshole and took a sacred friggin' rock. So I send it back. So good on the people that send them back.
Wait. Okay, so who are they sending? Like, where are all these rocks getting posted to? What's the address on these post bags? Are they like huge rocks? Like, what's the price
giant,
of this?
Giant box comes
overseas
back from London and just says Uluru.
Yeah,
that's
big
it.
Ass like, rock.
Get this thing to Uluru. That's all it says.
Mr. or Mrs. Uluru, please.
And you've got like
please
Nicolas
do not return
Cage.
The sender.
Nicolas
please
Cage is on the plane sender. Though, and he's like, "We've got to get this back. It's a national treasure." Bam! Perfect reference.
Holy
I
shit!
Dropped
what
it.
If he? Wait. What if Nicolas Cage has made a copy of the real Uluru, and that's what's there now, and he has heisted the real Uluru, and he's left the copy there. And we'll never know.
Was it him and Sam Rockwell
together?
It's
the Declaration of Independence all over. Where is the real Uluru now? Who will know?
Well, he's probably living in it. It's Nick Cage. He's that kind of awesome.
So, look, I'd just like to stop here for a second and just do a quick shout out to all of the white people who have let me get where I am today. Shout out to the Minister of the Arts for New South Wales. Shout out to the good people who once employed me at the Opera House. Shout out to all of the muggle teachers that I had in primary school and high school.
Muggles.
For, you know,
are we going to stick with that? Are we going to stick with muggles?
Muggles. Yeah. I think, but we should probably change it so that we're not infringing copyright. So Wuggles? Wuggles.
Yes, perfect. Wuggles.
Perfect.
White muggles. Wuggle. I see where you went.
That's going to be our first T-shirt. I'm with Wuggle.
Oh, perfect.
Merch idea. Fucking quick, copyright that.
Dropping the merch in.
Wuggles.
First step. Bam. Onto it.
Done. We're done. Podcast over. We sold a million T-shirts.
Wuggles.
We've made 50 cents today.
I do want to go back to habit two.
Retire happy.
Before we retire, I want to keep working on habit two for a bit because, well, you did say thank you. I feel like we glossed over how like awesomely offensive we were. We'd be eternally grateful to the white people that let you get where we are today. You know, like, I wonder how many people we managed to offend with that first line.
Who could we possibly be offending?
Probably everyone on every side of every argument ever.
No. White people don't get offended about being called white. They're the dominant culture.
I mean, why would you?
They're the ones with all the power.
Exactly. So don't be offended, right? I was going to drop in a really bad line but I didn't want to get a footy player in trouble.
If it's not white, it's not right.
You did it. You knew exactly what thought I had. And I was like, nope, not doing it. Poor thought. Hey. The dumbass. Who would say that? Jeez. All right, moving on.
Did I read? have we mind melded?
Yeah.
Is that another one of the average superpowers?
Yeah, because did you not realize that was the thought I had? He totally said that.
Maybe you just blinked it into my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So before we move on to habit number three, Texas, is there any Wuggles, any white people that you want to thank for getting you where you are today?
No. That is all.
Fuck off!
Right? How good was that? You were expecting some... I mean, he was cool and all.
Now you feel bad!
Damn it. He was like, best teacher I ever had.
Oh my god.
I didn't really get anywhere with that.
Do you have black guilt?
Wait, what?
Do you have black guilt?
Is that a thing?
I've heard that white guilt is a thing, but maybe this is the first evidence of black guilt.
I hope white guilt is a thing. Jeez.
Yeah, I also hope it's a thing. Okay, so we're going to move on. We're going to move on to habit number three.
Oh.
And habit number three is... Dude, this is when you're supposed to break in and...
Oh, right. I don't have my... Damn it. I don't have my thing of ice. So, everyone, sorry. I had a plan here to, like, have my cup of ice and start doing it and be like, yeah. Clink, clink, clink. Clink, clink, clink. It's time for bourbon legends. But that didn't happen because I've got a can of bourbon.
What happened? Dude, script says interlude one, Keith Urban legends.
What?
Bourbon legends?
Yeah.
That's, what?
Yeah, bourbon legends, because right. I'm drinking bourbon. That sort of just happened. I think we should stick with it, though. It's time for bourbon legends.
Bourbon?
The Broriginals. Right? How good is that?
Wow, is that where we go? All right. So bring it on.
Bourbon legend. God, I'm really going to stick with that. That's a thing now. Bourbon legends. All right. Our first one. You may remember me being into this one, I don't know, for the past 15 years, maybe. Remember me as an idiot high schooler? It's the Big Cats of Australia.
Wait, I certainly remember you as an idiot high schooler.
No, let's not talk about the videos you remember me looking up on the internet in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I don't remember anything else for you. Jump in.
All right, after I rudely interrupted. The Big Cats of Australia, also known as the Phantom Cats of Australia. Now, if you haven't heard about this bourbon legend, you, I don't know, haven't watched the news in the last 15 years? Because they've snuck on there now and then. Yeah, it's a big one.
I have not watched the news in the last 15 years.
I decided to do this one first because... Well, it's one that we'll be able to come back to at a later date. Like that. All right, so...
Dude, there's a reason you chose it to do first. We grew up around the corner from the fucking... urban legend started.
Well, that's where we heard about it. The Yuki Panther. That's how we first heard about it. But it's in every state. They're in every state, yeah.
That's where it started.
that's where it started in Australia, in Yuki. Bam. We brought it right here to you first. We've already cracked it.
Point zero.
Bourbon legend. Sold. It spread from right there. Here. No. All right, so we can start with the Yuki Panda and how we heard about it. Right, which was the talk of...
Tell me.
Well, I think I heard about it off old Graham, actually, yeah. Yeah. He old talked Murchie. About... Yeah, old Murchie, yeah. Our main father figure. Oh, did I say that?
Now forever, now forever immortalized on podcast.
He'll like that, because he's going to die soon.
On
Alrighty.
The internet. Whoa!
What? He enjoys dark humor. He'll love that. He will never listen to this.
Wait. Okay.
All right, so...
Let's jump back into the Bourbon legend.
Stop tangenting. We heard about this from Murchie, because he'd seen the Yuki Panther, and we were kids, and it was one of those things that we got told. But this is something that's all around Australia. There's been sightings of cats, mostly that look like panthers, people would say. It mainly started in Victoria, around the Grampian Mountains. I'm not sure. I've never been to Victoria. But, it's a widespread thing. It's mainly along the east side. Pardon? What?
You wouldn't want to go to Victoria. Why would you want to go there?
I know, it's cold. What? It's cold as shit.
Same.
Actually, wait, no, I have been to Victoria, but I only went to, Geelong, and definitely not going back. So... Shout out to Geelong.
Shout out to all our listeners in Geelong.
Yeah, but so this is a widespread thing about large cat creatures all over Australia, and there's supposedly never been a native cat in Australia for about 10,000 years now. The ones that we had were
about the saber-toothed tiger.
What? They were never in Australia.
What?
They're a North American and European.
I don't care about the specifics, dude. I really don't care about the specifics.
Right, no, we had something way cooler. We had the Thylacoleo carnifex, which allegedly died out around 10,000 years ago.
Allegedly.
Well, allegedly, and they like to say that actually it's just cut back into some of our, habits and stuff. They like to say that the Aboriginal people would have killed them off, or at least taken all their food, because they were a large predator, and so were we. Yeah, large predators right here, come at us.
All right. Side conspiracy theory.
Ooh.
The Aboriginal people of the Ice Age era in Australia didn't kill off the saber-toothed giant cat. They domesticated them, and now they are what we have in Australia as domestic house cats.
I like it a lot. I'm sure we could find some rock art that could correlate with us. I think we've cracked that one.
I think I've got... I think I can see two of them now. They're in my house.
Your cats are assholes. Don't try and get the podcast people liking them. Your cats are assholes. Everyone.
Oh, they'll be...
Cats suck.
There'll be t-shirts with the cats on them.
No, they won't. We're going to... we'll come back to this one definitely later when the podcast is bigger. We're going to have a vote on whether cats suck. And I guarantee I'm going to lose because people are nuts and they all like cats and it's bullshit. There, I said it.
I'm gonna teach my cats to say Texas sucks.
Yeah, see, that's Texas the other creepy thing sucks. Cats can talk, so imagine if you're out in the bush and there's a giant feral cat that's a meter and
it's whispering
at you, Travis sucks. How scary is that?
Wait. How's
that?
How high are you now? Cats can talk.
Wait, what? Isn't that where we were going? No, I have finished. I am on the dregs of bourbon.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
No, cats can talk. Have you not seen those videos?
Go and get a new bourbon. I'm going to do some fake advertisements. All right, so fake advert number one. This Rogers Bar Grill, an Aboriginal sushi restaurant. So this is a great little business that's run out of Stanthorpe. In Queensland, on Roger Street, which is why its name's Rogers. And it's run by a local black fella named Crampin' Your Style. Cramping, the first name, Your Style, last name. And he came up with this fusion food idea, Aboriginal sushi. So what he does, and you can really sink your teeth into this meat. So what he does is he brings in native animals, kangaroo, echidna, dugong, turtle, emu, crocodile, and he sushifies them. So you end up with some rice. He's half Asian, half Aboriginal. You end up with some rice. You end up with some crocodile, some emu, some kangaroo, and they sushify it. It's all raw, all on that rice, all in that seafood, and it rocks. So if you get a chance and you're in the Stanthorpe area and you go down to Roger Street and you go to Roger's Bar Grill, an Aboriginal sushi restaurant, there's no bar, there's no grill, it's just Aboriginal sushi.
Oh, I had to hold that laugh in every day. So long there. What are you doing? That was beautiful.
This is our fake advert. What? I'm just letting people know that I can read advertising material podcast. Like, if they want to advertise with us,
I'm looking at a script that says fake advertisements, and for the first 20 seconds, I was like, this sounds amazing. There's no fucking grill in fucking Stanthorpe. What's he talking about? Fake advert.
Oh, shit. Maybe this is our new business idea. Did you hear the name I gave him? Crampin' Your Stuff. Wow. Beautiful. Mm. Very good.
I mean, that was one of the best adverts I've ever heard on a podcast, and it wasn't real, damn it. I really want crocodile,
damn it!
Emu, sushi. I like that. You used the stupid way Americans say names. No, it was perfect.
The names on the menu are even spelt wrong. Crocodile. As like spelled like dill pickles. Crocodile pickles. Holy shit. New business idea. Crocodile pickles.
Don't give that one out.
Don't give it away. No, if anyone wants to take any of my small business ideas and turn them into a mega corporation, Mick Crocodiles, you can have that one for free. I'll let it go.
No, bullshit. I'm TMing that one. Call us and I'll sell you the name.
Is that another t-shirt?
I'm just trying to become a successful Aboriginal here. Stop giving away ideas.
All right, let's jump back into our Aboriginal success story. Habit number three! Big three. So, habit number three.
Mm.
When you take a day off from work... stopping me halfway there?
No, I was just...
What?
Reading. I'm reading as you talk. No. So that's...
Oh, okay. Sorry, okay,
better read my
pants. I do when I concentrate. Habit number three. When you take a day off from work, make sure you send an all-office email saying you're visiting country or you have sorry business. They can't say fucking shit about that. Also, both begin and sign off the email in your original Aboriginal language. So for me, I would be like, ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka. That's me typing. Yep.
Yeah,
get that.
Yep.
Did you get that typing audio?
Yeah, great.
Durka, durka, that's my typing noise.
Thank you, Team America.
I'm going to start off with
durka, durka.
Yama three times, because if you say Yama three times, Yama appears. And then it steals your soul. No, Yama means hello. And I'm like, I can't come in today. Sorry, business. #sorry. # sad face, and I put an emoji in their sad face. And then I say goodbye, because I don't know what goodbye is in my language, because I'm a shit fella. I'm a bad black.
That's all right. I thought Yama was brother. All good there. I'm like, why is he saying Yama? Oh, isn't it brother?
Yeah.
But.
Yama.
Well. well, just because, like, every time, like, my mate. Yeah. Who's Gamilla or gets drunk, it will be coming in the door like, Yama, come here. So I just assumed it meant brother, but he could be saying hello.
Saying hello. This is the confusing multicultural world we live in called Australia. Australia. So I used to work in a big office, and I would I'd send my boss an email, and I never said I was on sorry business. I just said I was late for work. I gotten a whole lot of crap about that. Or I'd just say I'm not coming in today because I don't feel like it. You know, honesty is important for me. But what I should have been doing was lying.
Yeah, this is a trade secret. It works. Not that
Texas, you're an Aboriginal who's never had a job.
What?
How does this one apply to you?
What are you talking about? I have a job right now. I'm what you would call a successful Aboriginal, because I have the perfect job.
Do you have to have a job to be a successful Aboriginal?
I'm
currently fun employed.
No, definitely not. But I have the job. Because
the job. The ultimate job.
I don't want to go into it, but I only work 3 days a week. And it's perfect.
Why you don't want to go?
Well, because just not right now. We can go there later. Maybe feel like a later.
All right, all
a
right.
later habit later on. Maybe part two, and we'll discuss our jobs and what we think is a successful Aboriginal. Not when we're talking about habit.
Have you ever sent an email?
Oh, shit, no.
Have you ever sent an email?
No, because I constantly get cut out of the work email thing. Like, you got to change your password every 3 months. Who does that shit? So every time I go to look on there, I'll be like, oh, that's right. I can't get back on. I'd have to go to the admin and deal with all that.
My password. I can't remember my password ever. Oh, my God. Have you ever had to
passwords.
Help an older person remember their password? Or change their password after they've forgotten it. Oh my gosh. I love it. It's my favorite thing. And then I try and give them the most,
come and help our mother to remember the password.
Oh no. I've done that. I'm never doing that again. She's not old enough
yet. It's not cute with her yet.
let's jump back into that habit. So, speaking of emails, I
didn't use it.
I was late. I was happily late for a few things, and instead of sending my manager an email about me being on sorry business or visiting country going hashtag walkabout, I sent her an email with a link, with just a link to a article on the internet detailing how Aboriginals have only had the Western concept of time for the last 200 years. So how can we be? It's not genetic. It's not genetically within us at the moment. Time is a flat circle. It's a fluid thing. Thank you, Matthew McConaughey.
Mm.
Time. Flat circle. Yeah. So I sent her this link.
That was cool.
It's like, this is why I can never be on time, because I don't understand your Western concept of time in my genes. It's not in my bones yet. I don't feel my waters. Yeah, so, you know,
What did your boss think of this link? Because that's a good article. That's a good argument. What did your boss think?
The baller move right there, son. she's like, just be on time. I like it, but just be on time.
Well, that's probably why she didn't get a thank you for being, one of the grateful white people.
So, for those that don't know, I used to work at the Opera House, which is a big... that was the big office I was in. A lot of people work there. It's like a small village. One of the things that used to happen there is, because I used to look after, the international artists that would come over.
I helped for, 4 days, and that was the most stressful 4 days of my life. Yeah. Ew. Just fun. There was fun moments. It was tough. Yeah, I did an internship. Ew. I feel really sorry for all the people that have to do internships. You know, people that live in the city and those sort of jobs. Because I live in the country, and I just if I want a job, I go to the farm around the corner and be like, "Yo, got any work?" So I'm set. But yeah, city people have to intern, and I did it for 4 days. And there's people out there that do that stuff for ages. Yeah. Good on you.
Good on you. You get that job.
Go get it.
Climb that ladder. Climb that. So
you do that. I'll do my 3 days.
Look after the. I used to look after the international artists. And one of the things that would come up more often than I wanted, definitely more often than I wanted, was where can I score weed? I used to smoke quite a bit, but I haven't smoked for like 15 years now. And I like, fuck.
Yeah. You're a responsible guy.
I've toked, but I've not blazed. I've had a puff.
I love these old school references. It's great. You can tell that you smoked when Friday was still a popular movie.
When what?
When Friday was still a popular movie. What?
Oh, no. What's that Red Man and Method Man movie?
How's High.
What's the Method Man?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is the greatest stoner movie ever. Like,
is where all of my cultural weed references come from. That's all I have.
Have you seen that meme that's been floating around Facebook? And it's that when you smell weed in public, and it's just like the guy's eyes lit up just looking everywhere. And it's like, yeah, it's totally that.
So I used to get asked if I could score people weed. Like, I was not paying for it. They were going to pay for it. But
I assume you're not going to drop any famous names, because, you know.
No. Let's not incriminate any international superstars on air. That wouldn't go down that well. On our next episode of Exposing the Secrets of International Hotbed Superstars. I don't know what else. Anyway, I used to get asked to buy weed for people at score because maybe I looked like I had connections. I definitely had a connection to the internet, but So what I would do was I would Facebook some friends of mine who I assume smoked. And I would be like, so how do you buy weed now?
I mean,
because I hadn't bought weed since I was 14.
I want to know what makes you, like, which friends you assume smoke and what makes you assume that they smoke. I want to know this so I don't have any of those characteristics.
Mostly musicians. I'd ask a lot of my musician friends. Obviously the wrong ones I was asking.
People. I get it.
I was asking guys that played the trumpet and the cello. Classical music, dude. Do you know where I can buy weed? They like would respond. No. I don't even want to know you. Why would I want to? Yeah. So this moves into our next little segment, which is Texas tells us how to buy weed.
Well, I wouldn't actually know
Teach me the ways of the dragon.
The ways of the dragon? What is this? I don't know how to do this.
I think it's part of being a successful Aboriginal is knowing where to buy weed.
Well, definitely, because...
If someone's going to ask you...
I mean, I can remember there were times when, like, I actually did have to be a successful Aboriginal. It was part of getting it for the boss and stuff. But, No, definitely. I don't want to drop any other names.
Excuse me, employee.
Yeah, exactly. Get this or you're in trouble.
Go and score me weed.
Yeah. That's definitely happened before.
No, this is not a real segment, but we'll be covering this again later.
I still want to know how you could buy weed in the middle of Sydney. That would be scary as hell. Like,
dude, I still don't know.
Yeah, what do you do? Walk up to the scary-looking strangers on the street and be like, do you sell weed? And they're most likely going to be like a crackhead. It's Sydney. Run.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have a 20 bag? That's my voice when I'm asking for weed. I'm terrified of you, but do you know where I could get a bag? A $20 bag of weed? Do you call it weed still?
Right. That's the thing, like... When we smoked years ago, like a $20 bag was fine. What would that even get you now? Inflation's a thing, right?
You don't blaze anymore?
Oh. No. That is all.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not open the kimono too early. Let's pull back the curtain on this one.
Exactly.
All right. Let's jump over to habit number four. Then the last habit. The last habit for this episode. Dear. One of the podcast.
Oh, no.
Habit four.
This is my favorite.
Habit number four of being a successful Aboriginal in today's multicultural Australian society. And I'm just going to move the mic closer for full effect. Not too close because we'll
Good
get distortion.
Lord,
we'll move it back for full effect.
What are you doing?
Never feed your mogwai after midnight or expose it to water. That's how you get gremlins, my brothers and sisters. And no one wants fucking gremlins.
This is my favorite habit. I think Spielberg will be proud of this one.
Spielberg?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be happy being associated with Australian Aboriginals and mogwais, because we all have one.
I mean,
we've all got a mogwai living in our humpy.
Maybe. I mean, whenever I think of Spielberg, I more think of Nazis and aliens. That's just my first go-to, but maybe not gremlins. Well, this is my favorite, though, because I fucked this one up once. And then, like, I don't have a mogwai anymore. Like, when they turn gremlin, fuck that. Put them down. So,
they don't turn gremlin. When was the last time you saw the movie? They don't turn gremlin. They spit gremlins out of the out of their back.
No. You've got it wrong.
Gizmo didn't disappear.
You're wrong. So, Gizmo got hit by water. And water makes them multiply.
Yeah.
Then the other ones ate after midnight. But if you've only got the one and you feed it after midnight, you've just got one gremlin, unless you get that fucker wet, which I didn't even take that chance. One gremlin, head lop, bam, problem solved. So I don't have a mogwai anymore.
Okay, but you don't have a mogwai?
No.
What happened to your mogwai?
I've explained this. I fed him after midnight. I had to kill him before he got to water. It was tough.
You had to kill him? How did you kill him?
What? I mean...
How did you kill him?
I lopped his head off. Keep it simple.
What? Keep it simple.
Yeah. Don't, none of this.
Keep
like,
it safe. What,
you think I took my gremlin to the vet and was like, so... We didn't
turn
you
it back to mogwai?
Is that a thing? If you feed it, like, after midday when it's a gremlin, does it turn back? No.
That was the thing that always got me with that movie. What? Like, were you not... was it between midnight and 6 a.m.? Or
yeah.
Was it between midnight and midday?
Yeah, that was never explained,
like, what,
and never made sense.
The plot gaps.
Massive.
The plot gaps, Spielberg. Gaps.
Yeah, Spielberg.
Like,
calling you out on that
I mean,
one. One of your 80s movies.
You couldn't give your mom breakfast in the morning? Like, pancakes and maple syrup? I just feel like an asshole.
Yeah, was it tied to possibly the sunrise? But then that would mean, like, if your mogwai was living in Alaska with you and there's, like, 30 days, that's 30 days you can't feed him. You're going to die before he turns gremlin.
Shit. Poor Alaskan mogwais. Those poor, hungry, super skinny, super sexy Alaskan mogwais that should be on... Alaska's Next Top Model.
I mean, maybe
Alaska. Oh my god!
Up there.
Oh shit! Texas.
Yes.
I'm gonna be pitching this new TV series.
Alaska Mogwais.
I don't know, some commercial. No. Alaska's Next Top Mogwai.
That was perfect. I had no idea where you were going, and that definitely wasn't where
on,
I thought you'd go.
Channel
that
10,
was perfect.
2019, Alaska's Next Top Mogwai. What happens, like, if you're an Aboriginal and you've got your mogwai, as we all have a mogwai, what do you do if you get it wet and it sprouts out a whole lot of gremlins?
Yeah,
because my friend Fish Alley at Fish Alley, Ali Murphy Oates on Twitter asked, she's like, bro, I fucked up. My Mogwai got wet, got gremlins. And I was like, oh shit, when I posted this habit on Twitter, I wasn't ready for the repercussions and the answers that I might have to give. So I just went, I was like, you got to call Bayami. Got to call the Gamilaroi god Bayami for help. He's to help you out.
Yeah, well,
Bayami works. Any, like, suggestions?
I mean, I would definitely call out to Bayami because...
Invoke him?
Yeah, it's worked for me before. I've got a great Bayami story, actually. Me and my friend, Reese, were, like, walking along one time. Shout out, Reese De La Cruz. You want to listen to this? We were walking along one time. Found a $1 coin. And we may have been heading to the pub. Picked it up, and I said, you watch, we're going to pray to Bayami on this coin and put it in the pokies, and shit's going to get real. And it did. So well, Bayami so every is Aboriginal... definitely real. Like, that shit works. Yeah, I would, yeah. Oh, we won hundreds of dollars off a $1 coin. It was one of those stories. And any blackfella knows if something like that works, then that shit is on point because pokies, mate. Whew. If you want to be a successful Aboriginal, learn how to play those motherfuckers.
Praise Bayami! Praise Bayami! Bless this $1 coin.
Brother. Oh, dear.
And then you turn that coin into $100 coins, and then you become a leprechaun, and you hide it at the end of a rainbow.
Ooh, I was considering following the end of a rainbow the other day. I could see it up the road, and I was like, probably won't end well. You know, you can find the end of it.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
want to
get.
A real thing.
Don't take that away from me. One day I will be disappearing in. All right, so this has been our podcast, Bro Originals, the top 10 habits of successful Aboriginals, habits 1 to 4 in this episode, part 1. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Travis DeVries, amazing guy.
Texas DeVries, the poo. Yeah.
The poo.
I want a shirt that says that you can now. Not a poo emoji. An actual poo.
The poo.
Yeah.
You can listen to our next podcast in a week or so. You can follow along at Bro Originals on Twitter, at Bro Originals on Facebook. We're gonna have a Facebook page. And you can download on iTunes, maybe Spotify. No, we're not going on Spotify, not yet. Apparently it's a difficult process. Or you can jump on my website, TravisDeVries.com, TravisDeVries.com /Bro Originals to get new episodes, and you can subscribe on there. I'd like to do a shout out and thank at Superfish Alley, Ali Murphy Oates, for jumping on Twitter and having some fun with my top 10 habits, and at Say What Nathan Sentence, for jumping on Twitter and having some fun with my habits. That sounds
thanks,
really
Ali.
Bad.
Thanks,
I love
Nathan.
It.
Wow.
So you can also visit TravisDeVries.com for merch and more content from Bro Originals. And you can give us money to keep making this shit, or you can give us money to stop us making this and get some awesome gear in the process, or you can just give us money over at Patreon.com/ Travis DeVries.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. That was the first episode of Bro Originals. Very sorry about the up and down audio quality. My brother Texas lives 800 kilometers from me, and it's our first time recording this. And my audio went bad halfway through from the start. And we didn't actually record on my audio on my end, just on his end. Anyway, tune in next time. And we'll have better audio. We'll have sorted out our issues. And tune in next time for the second part of this expose on the top 10 habits of successful Aboriginals.